Good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous, AA meeting on air. My name is Steve and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
We'll start our meeting with the serenity prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
The preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength, and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any set, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, and neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Well, welcome to our meeting this morning. We have members of our fellowship in, and they'll be sharing their experience, strength and hope about the journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the first person to share this morning is Casey. Do you want to share?
Thank you, Steve. Hi, everyone. My name is Casey, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Casey.
My first experience with alcohol was when I was 13 years old. And growing up, I always felt different to most of the children in the school. I am part Maori, and my father is, as we call, Pākehā. And my mother is Māori, so I had the best of both worlds, I'd say. My mum came from quite a poor family, and my father came from quite a wealthy family. And I just seemed like the child at school that just didn't fit in or belonged, and I always had this feeling that I was different. When I went to a party, I took two bottles of wine, and that was my first experience when I was 13 years old. I don't remember most of the night, and my father picked me up out of a gutter and was not very impressed, and that night he took me home, which I don't remember, and I woke up and I had wet the bed, and I had no idea what had happened that night or what had gone on. And I got a lot of attention at school, and I felt, you know, for once that I was recognised, or I fitted in, or I belonged. And that was my first experience with alcohol, which continued on during my school years, and my parents found it very difficult to deal with me, and I was sent away to live with my uncles and aunties, where I continued drinking. I ended up failing school, even though I was always quite a smart academic student, and I was quite talented at sport and art, but I just wanted to party, and that's where I felt where I belonged. And moving on from there, I ended up working in entertainment industries, which actually fueled my alcoholism, because it was accepted to drink in the workplace. And I was always the person out of 100 people that always ended up in a drama or couldn't remember what happened the night before. And I didn't actually realise that I had a problem. Continuing on from that, I had been using alcohol for such a long time. I became quite dependent on it, especially to deal with work. I felt like it took a lot of my stress away from my daily life, and I just found it helped me perform. Well, I actually thought it helped me perform, but what I was actually doing was obsessing about alcohol. It just got worse and worse, and my obsession got bigger and bigger, and everything that I loved became nothing. I couldn't hold down relationships because all I wanted to do was drink, and if they even questioned about my drinking, I chose alcohol over over my partners and over people that I loved. I ended up in hospital when I was over in Sydney after a night out of drinking, and I don't remember getting to the hospital or what happened. I didn't turn up to work the next day. And I knew then, which was 8 years ago, that I had a big problem because I ended up yet again somewhere, but at one of the worst levels that I had ever been in. And I knew I had a problem, and I couldn't stop. I stopped for 2 weeks drinking, but I always slowly crept back to the same habits, same obsessions, and it took me another 8 years to actually hit another rock bottom at the start of this year and ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was just completely broken, and I really didn't know what else to do. But the time that I came into AA, I knew I had to do something about my drinking because it was getting worse, and because I was becoming very unhappy. And I knew if I continued on down the path of drinking that I would actually hurt someone or hurt myself, as I didn't want to live anymore. At that time, I really didn't want to be living. So I came into AA not knowing how it was going to help me, how I was going to overcome this addiction. And when I walked through the doors, it was a magical experience. The people were just happy, and they just seemed just so content and always welcomed me back. And I got hugs, and I got, you know, really good advice. And I've learnt so much over this year about alcoholism and the way that you think. And I'm just so happy that all the people who have taught me how to overcome my addiction this year, that my life has just changed so dramatically. And I'm really happy to be alive, and I just love being here. And I've made a lot of new friends being in AA, and I actually feel like for once I belong. And all the talents that I used to have before I started drinking, I was very good at art, sport, all of those are starting to come back to me now. And I've started drawing again, and I want to get back into music and just doing all the things that I loved. I love being out on the ocean and paddleboarding, and it's all those special things that I had numbed out of my life from drinking that I'm just happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks, Casey. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in this morning, and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And to continue on with the sharing, Alex, do you want to share?
Sure. I'm Alex. I'm an alcoholic.
Hey, Alex.
Hi there. I thought an alcoholic was someone with a brown paper bag and a trench coat in a park. And I took off overseas to Asia to escape from a pressure environment, broken family, single-sex rugby school in Wellington. And I just felt like I needed a break. And I just did what a lot of people were doing over there, was just partying and having fun. But the thing is, my reactions to the alcohol and the drugs were different from a lot of people's, is that I just kept on drinking and drugging and all the rest of it. And it actually, it just was one continual long movie with not a good ending. What actually happened is I ended up under a bridge. Here's my bridge story. And I was in a tin shack, and I was with less than desirable people, and this is all entirely true. And The funny part is, this is in Bangkok, of all places, and the funny part is I somehow got my keys back and a bit of money, and I actually managed to get off to see a counsellor at the local community advice bureau. She was an American counsellor who luckily had worked at a detox in the States, and I was just going on about how my life was totally unmanageable and all the problems I had and my family and work and having to make money. And within 5 minutes, she stopped me and she said, "Do you drink?" And I said, "Yeah, you would drink too if you had my problems." And she actually said, "Well, I think possibly you could be an alcoholic, but go along to this meeting. It's just down the road. It starts in 2 hours. That should be enough time to get there." She said with a smile, it was just a short way down the road. And I ended up going to this meeting, and there were people there at the door, and they welcomed me, and as if they had known me all my life. And one of them was a guy, a Swedish guy. He said, "We've been waiting for you." I go, "Oh, that's kind of nice." Rather than feel paranoid, I felt like I was home. And from there on, it was just a real journey of ups and downs. And the thing is, I kept on going to meetings, and it hasn't got easier, it's got different. And in the sense, one, accepting that it's not necessarily an easy ride, it's made it easier to realize it's not an easy ride. I've actually learned that in order to grow, I have to go through pain. And I've had to work the steps and I've gone through a few sponsors, but I've actually got to know myself as someone worth knowing. And despite and also because of my flaws, and I don't have to medicate myself with alcohol, because I used to drink to try and black myself out because I thought I didn't qualify as a member of the human race. I still feel that, but I don't drink over it. So occasionally when I have a bad day, I take time out, or I have strategies. I go to meetings, of course. So I've got strategies, and yeah, like anyone else, like any other human, I have a day where I think I can't do anything anymore, and then it's just another day. And they have a great phrase in AA. It's called "One Day at a Time." And that really helps me to get through. And I've recently been walking dogs the past 2 years, and they've been just angels, you know, just heaven sent. It makes me cry. I feel really happy about them. But I'm just really grateful to be alive, and even to feel the pain of being alive. And before, I used to dumb that down with alcohol, and to be honest, it never really worked because it was trying to push a cork below the water and keep it down there. The feelings keep bubbling up, and what I've learned to realize that we're allowed to feel all kinds of feelings, and we don't have to control it. We're not in charge, and we can just go through life and do the best we can one day at a time, and just like any other human, which is fantastic. I just feel grateful to have come across AA, and it was God-given, because I literally was on a hell-bent mission of self-destruction. I was having daily fights with people, grandstanding and macho stuff as a way to try to feel that I was strong. In actual fact, I felt like a quivering mess inside. Now, if I say to people, "I'm feeling a bit worried about this, or a bit afraid or confused," it's actually a very strong thing to do, and I can say that in a meeting, because the whole point of a meeting is that we can be strong through our weaknesses. We can be honest because we're human. And it just doesn't attract me, that bravado of drinking and pretending that I'm not a certain person. Or whatever. I can accept myself now and as I am now, and build on it, and take daily inventory and look at where I went, did things well, as opposed to just beating myself up for things that didn't go so well. So I can look at the good stuff happening in my life, and I can actually accept. I've been told in AA, when people say something good to you, accept it, listen to it, accept it, and thank them. Before, I would not accept anything, and I'd be afraid to take compliments, and I'd be afraid to take criticism. I still have trouble with criticism, but that's cool. I can just hate them for the rest of my life. No, I'm just joking. So resentments can kill us. It's got me out drinking again after 6 years, and so resentment can be the number one offender. So it's sort of something that I've got a few processes from AA and other outside AA to work on resentment and anger and fear. The best one I have is pen to paper, and someone in AA taught me that, is write it all out. Write out your anger about someone, keep it as specific as possible, and underneath it you've got the fears. Write out the fears, tell someone about it, and then thank God that you can just let it go. And you throw away that paper, it's just fantastic. And that's just like doing a mini step, what we call a step 10. So it's an inventory, and we just look at... in the end, we see that it's our fear about ourselves, and it's not so much to do with the other person. They're like, in a way, it's kind of like they're pushing our button, and it's a way for us to learn. So that's really cool. And believe you me, walking two big dogs, that's a good way to encounter fears and pride and anger and all sorts, and joy, a lot of joy. So just very grateful that... I never thought I'd actually be grateful to have feelings, but I am very grateful to have feelings now. And I feel grateful to be, to know that I'm not in control, and that there's a bigger picture that's way outside what I can see. So that's the whole magic of AA, is you can come along and you just don't know what's going to happen next. And as someone said to me from the New York office, he said, keep going because you don't know what miracle is around the corner. Just, you know, recovery is just wondering about, it gives us hope, like what is around the corner, what's coming up next. And it's fantastic, and it's not necessarily a speeding car that's going to kill you. It's something that's really magical. And the fact is that we just don't know, and we do the simple things. And what I've learned, actually, to go on a bit more about self-care, is I've learned to sleep well, to make my bed in the mornings, and that sounds really regimented, but it really does work, because I can start the day feeling good about myself. And eat well, exercise, I've had to do that with the dogs, and just write out good stuff about myself and find out that I actually am worth a lot, because being sober is a heck of a lot better than being a problem to people and to myself. And sure, I have problems with my mother. In fact, we're having trouble at the moment. But that's something that I can let go and let God, as they say in AA. So I can just ask for help about that and look at my side and things. So just grateful I've got these tools. Yeah, that's about all I've got. Yeah, thank you.
All right, thanks, okay. Alex.
Thank you.
Thanks. You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship on this morning, and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the next person to share is Elena. Do you want to share?
Hi, I'm Elena, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Yeah, experience, strength and hope. I came to AA a while ago, about 10 years ago, and... last week Saturday I had my 10 years sober, and that was a huge for me experience. When I used to drink, I never knew where is that drink will take me. When I pick up a drink, it could be okay, I could be fine, or I could end up in a blackout and create lots of dramas, disasters, and being dangerous to myself and others. And hideous, yeah, absolutely hideous behavior. So when I came to the AA, I remember the conversation with my first sponsor. And sponsor, it's the person who I choose to call the spiritual leader, who is above than me. And she said to me, what do you want? Why did you come to AA? And I said, I just want to make sure that I never drink again. And she said to me, well, if you will do what is suggested, you may well leave that first meeting and never pick up a drink again. And I really wanted that, you know. And I said to her that I don't want to be fearful of that, if I will go to the bar or wherever is alcohol is, that I will pick up the drink. And she said, well, if you will do what is suggested and work the program, you may well never drink again. And I really wanted never drink again. So, and I said, what do I need to do for that? And she said, just start keep coming back. So I start keep coming back. How many meetings? Oh, you need to come every day to the meeting at least. And I start coming every day to the meeting at least, you know. And a few months later, she said that I need to start working the steps, and I need to find a home group, and I need to start doing the service. And slowly and surely, I start working the program. What I understood from working through the program is that I had lots of fears, and the fears, that's what's driven me to drink. And the fears usually was connected to the lack of trust. Like, I used to think that I believe in God, but believing in God and trust in God, it was completely two different things. And every time I failed to trust him, I had a craving to pick up a drink. So it was very strong, difficult journey for me, and lots of work. And also I've been told that if you will work at the program first with all your honesty, then later on in life the program will work for you. And in the last few years I can see that everything is what's happening in my life today, it's because of the program 12 Steps, it's because of the sponsor in my life, it's because of the AA in my life. And I'm very grateful to have all that. This year was extremely challenging for me. I lost my mom, and this was the first time in 10 years where I was missing being drunk and in blackout, and I had to go back to the basic, you know, go to the lots of meetings as you can, work the program, and just trust the God. And it's took few months for me to accept what's happened and that I have no control over it. Again, the fears and self-pity and the feeling that I've done something wrong and that's my punishment, you know, and all of that came on the surface through that strong emotion of grief. But yet, I went to the meetings, I worked the program, I hand it over to my God every day, and I ask for strength. And I didn't have to pick up a drink that not to feel that emotion. I actually lived through that emotion. And that's huge, you know. I'm very grateful alcoholic today. And if you had that blessing, and if you did came to the AA, just don't ask questions. Go to as many meetings as you can. Find the sponsor. Find the group. Do the service. Work the program. Thank you.
Thanks, Elena.
Thanks, Elena.
You're listening to Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in, and we're sharing our experience, strength and hope about our journey of recovery from alcoholism. I've really enjoyed the sharing this morning. It's been great. I've really identified with some of the stories. And, you know, I remember when I first came along, I was so lost. I didn't know what was going on. I was just, you know, I wanted to be here, but I didn't want to be here at the same time. I knew it was the right place to be. And, you know, my head was going, run, don't stay. My heart was going, oh, I think we're at the right place, you know. And what I found at Alcoholics Anonymous is that there were some people that they seemed to be contented about themselves. There seemed to be a bit of quality about their living. And that's what I recognised was missing from mine, was this was quality of life, because it was just completely unravelling. And the harder I tried to put it back together, the worse it got. And so it was just this horrible loop of just trying to keep it together and trying harder and harder and harder not to fail. And, you know, all being too big and too much, I would drink to escape that, and it would give me some time out from life, and particularly time out for myself. And so when I got here, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for relief from the the guilt and the shame and the emotional anguish and just some relief from everything. And I thought I could find that. I didn't want to stop drinking. I wanted everything I found at AA, but I didn't want to stop drinking. And I thought that if I sat here and came to AA, that would happen because the great me had come to AA and, you know, it would happen. And that, you know, that didn't happen. I kept drinking in Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, the strangest thing, they said to me, Steve, keep coming back. You know, even though you're drinking, just keep coming back. And I couldn't figure out what they wanted. And, you know, after some time, they said to me, well, Steve, we knew that if you were in here drinking, you had half a chance, and if you were out there drinking, you had no chance at all. So, you know, they had a little bit more insight into me than I did. And I thought I was in control of everything. And but eventually, you know, the drinking came to an end. It was after a huge bender, and it, you know, I didn't plan on drinking this particular night. It just actually happened, and it was probably the worst that I'd ever been. And I had this realisation, the daunting realisation in the middle of this bender when I wanted to stop drinking that I couldn't. And I remember it clearly. Every fibre screamed out for more booze. And no matter how much I drank, it just didn't satisfy the urge. And I think it was the fear of having no control that took me to the end of my drinking. And once I got there, it was the people of Alcoholics Anonymous that helped put me back together, because after that I completely fell apart. I completely fell apart emotionally and within myself, and I just couldn't cope with anything. And I realised then that exactly what I was using the booze for, and as it was shared today, it was, you know, about the dealing with the fear and the anxiety of living, and, you know, the embarrassments and the guilt and the shame and all that kind of stuff that I kept hidden inside that I wouldn't share with anybody. I was using the booze to deal with that, and to deal with a level of self-loathing that was just terrible, you know. And so once the booze had gone, I was just left with all this stuff, and I just didn't know how to deal with it. And, you know, Alcoholics Anonymous has shown me how to live, to deal with that. And, you know, I do that one day at a time, and, you know, I get a daily reprieve from all that. And, you know, that's contingent on a spiritual connection and practicing the program of Alcoholics Anonymous. And, you know, it's provided a solution for my problem. You know, it hasn't cured it, but it's given me a solution to live. And I found that it just really works. So if you've got a problem with the booze and you want to do something about it, you can come along to Alcoholics Anonymous and sit in a couple of meetings and see if you like it and see what happens. It certainly worked for us that are here today, and you know, it's a way of life that really works. Well, this brings us towards the end of our meeting. You know, as I said, if you've identified with the sharing today and you'd like to do something, there's a couple of things you can do. You can phone 0800 AA Works, and this will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. And that's not just in Greater Auckland, that's right throughout the whole country. Or you can log on to aa.org.nz, and in the drop-down box under meetings lists is a list of all meetings right throughout the Greater Auckland area, where we have about 140 meetings. Also lists meetings right throughout the whole country as well. So log on to there and have a look. There's a lot of other information on the website as well about Alcoholics Anonymous and what it can offer. So have a look and come along and see us at your local meeting. So we'll be back here again next Sunday at 10:45 on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous AA meeting on air. And we'll close our meeting with the Serenity Prayer. God. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.